Yeah. Second parak of Sukkah Mishnah Aleph. Yoshim tachas amita batukah layotzi deicha vosas. The halacha is you have to, if you're using this sitting or sleeping in the sukkah, you have to be underneath the srach. If you have another oyel, another structure which is separating between you and the srach, it's not acceptable. So that the Tanakhama says, if you're underneath the bed, that's also considered that the bed is an oil b'fnei atmoi. That's not to be between you and the sukkah. Similar to what we learned in the previous parak, that if you sleep underneath the canopy. Am Rabbi Yehuda, noyhagim hoyinu shayinu yishen tachas amita b'fnei askenim. We used to sleep underneath a bed in front of the skin of the Amr Lana Dover. They didn't tell us anything. They accepted this. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the Shitosa we had twice in the first parak. He holds that it took us to oil keva, permanent structure. Therefore, he holds, since the bed is only temporary, oil, a temporary oil is not nevatel, does not negate the big permanent structure. Whereas we pass in Alak Rabbi Yehuda, so it's also oil arai, and therefore one cannot sleep underneath the sukkah. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, Maitha Batavi Avdi. Avdi Shal Rabbi Gamliel. Tavi, the evidence of Rabbi Gamliel, Shahoy Yashin Tavi Zavita, is sleeping underneath the bed that seems to support Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Omer Lehen, Rabbi Gamliel is gain, and Re'isem Tavi Avdi, Shukamachochem, he's a Tamachochem, he's there, Shabbatim Turim in a sukkah. He knows that he's potter from the sukkah. Tavi Yashin Tavi Zavita, that therefore he slept underneath the sukkah to make room for the people that needed the sukkah. So basically it's coming out of Fakel, it's a right for the Chachamim, that if you sleep underneath the sukkah, you're not Yoitza. And let's see that came to the Mano, according to the way Rabbi Gamliel explained it, we learn, if you sleep underneath the bed, you're not Yoitza, and that's why this Eved slept underneath the sukkah to make room for people that were Mechuyah and sukkah, and he himself was Potter.